This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 202101101.
Welcome to Success with Srini, a daily podcast where you'll find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, business, relationships, finances. Life is full of possibilities, and it comes with its own set of unknowns. Listen to Srini and build your confidence to overcome every challenge life throws at you. Set the altitude of your expectations high. And here is Srini Serapalli.
Congratulations to you. Congratulations to us. We have successfully arrived in the year 2021. Today is 1st of January 2021. I wish you a very happy new year, a prosperous new year, a year in which all your ambitions, all your goals, all your aspirations, may all of those come true. You see, 2020 was a tough one. Personally for me, for all of us, many of my near and dear ones passed away. So I have a different mindset as I'm stepping into 2021. I'm a little skeptical, yet hopeful. On one end, I'm measuring the losses. On the other end, I'm also very eager to see what year 2021 has in store for me. So my message on this episode is that you welcome 2021 with a renewed sense of hope and optimism. This is the time of the year where we are setting resolutions, we are setting goals, and we are trying to find a way to live up to those for the rest of the year. I had been doing radio shows for the last 12, 14 years now, different formats, but consistently talk shows for the last 10 years. At the end of every year, I have been asked, now, how do we set goals? How do we make sure that we have achieved our goals? When do we measure and when do we make some calls? When do we realize that we are not attaining our goals and our time is running out? And what modifications, what changes do we need to make so that we can catch up? I get all these questions on my radio shows. And I did specific shows, specifically towards the end of every year. And recently, I was doing a show. And I said, listen, you don't set just goals. But you need to first set different categories or buckets of goals. So, for example, I have a performance bucket. I have a relationship bucket or performance goals or relationship goals or learning goals or emotional goals or fulfillment goals, things like that. So you set these high-end buckets and then within each bucket, you specifically call out all those goals. Those are timely, those are achievable, those are smart, things like that. So you become specific with each goal under each of these buckets. So I was doing my stuff leading into year 2021. And I pretty much spent the entire month of December going through thinking and planning and deciding which goals should I pursue. And inside the performance category, I was actually setting some new goals, which is pretty counterproductive. Because in performance category, you are trying to raise performance of something that you're already doing. And I was trying to set some new goals there. I started to realize that why am I trying to set new goals where I already have had set goals in the past, many, many years ago, that I have not even achieved the basics. Forget about achieving performance. So I set these goals many, many years ago, and I did not do anything with those. So why not restart those and start measuring? And one specific example I want to share with you here is just this podcast. By 2016, I was already in a very big way into my radio shows. And I was producing like daily radio shows across multiple AM stations. And I was transitioning into FM and things like that. So I was already there in terms of my content production by 2016. And I started to realize that maybe it's just about time that I need to start increasing my reach, my influence. And the best way to do that, and the most cost-effective way to do that, is to start a podcast. So, and the easiest way I could do that at that time was simply take my radio shows, all the recordings of my shows, and then turn that into a podcast, a weekly podcast. I did that, And then I started to realize, wow, this is amazing. Now that I have this consistency going, I should do a daily podcast instead of a weekly podcast. So I should specifically create content for the podcast itself, not simply taking my radio shows and putting them as publishing them as podcasts. I went into the studio. I started recording all these podcasts, all the segments for everyday segments and things like that. And I thought I had it in control. I thought I was doing amazing. And then I started to lag behind. And I started to slack. And I started to lose momentum. So I would do like maybe two or three episodes at a time and come back. And then weeks go by without doing anything. Okay, so long story short, 4 years have gone by and I don't have a good podcast, honestly. And I just only have like 4,000 downloads, that's it. So I see all these youngsters. By youngsters, I mean people who started much later than me. And they have this incredible thing going on for them. They have incredible reach. They are doing great stuff. And I'm like, what wrong did I do? Well, turns out I did nothing wrong. It's just that I didn't have the discipline. That's it. So all the excuses I took back in the day, which is, I'll give you a few. My very first excuse was, I can't go to the radio station every day to record. So I need to set up an audio setup in my house. So I need to buy this microphone and this console and this software and XLR input or maybe USB input. No, USB input loses packets when the data moves. I need to have an XLR. I need to have a boom mic and a boom stand. I mean, all kinds of stuff in my mind, which today turns out is unnecessary because I'm recording this podcast using my iPhone. That's it. No studio setup. No editing software. There are many issues here. You see, I'm still as nervous as I am the day I started doing my radio shows. If I remember my very first radio show, and I equate that, and I'm this recording, I still have issues. I still have ums and ahs and you knows and things like that. But back in the day, I had to edit it out. And I had to have a good editing system in place. And because I can't do editing, because apparently it's a waste of time, then I need to go find somebody to do it. In fact, I hired multiple people to edit my podcasts, and everything was becoming too much, and I talked myself out of it. That was excuse number one. Number two, accent. What if I speak and I have to do multiple takes because my accent is not right, my rendering is not right, my delivery is not right? I went through all that. That stalled me. Then, outros and intros for the podcast. Okay, I don't have a good intro. I don't have a good outro. I don't have good transitions. I don't have good music. Background, this. In fact, this intro that you just heard, that was by my friend Jeff Hovick. He recorded that in 2016. And I hardly used maybe 3, 4, 10 times. That's it. And I'm using it today, now. It's amazing. All excuses. And then scheduling issues, like studio is not available. I have too many things going on. I need to have some guests on my podcast. And I need to schedule their time, and I can't do it because I'm busy. I can't have my admin do because my admin doesn't really know what I do. It's just, that was a big excuse back then. And then the biggest of all was this thing called, there are millions of podcasters, millions of podcasts. Who will listen to me? They are incredible speakers. They have amazing content. They say great stories. I don't have that. What if I'm an imposter? You know, this imposter syndrome also. That syndrome also caught up with me. Anyway, so if you seriously look into all this. Now, I was sitting there and thinking this and said, is audio setup a problem? No, I'm recording this with my iPhone. Do I need to edit this? No, I just leave it as is. I will leave it as is. As long as it is making a difference in the listener's mind, as long as the listener finds it valuable, you find it valuable, I will leave it there. Why would I edit this? This is who I am. I don't come in edit mode to you. I come natural. When you and I meet, I come natural. This is who I am. Why should I edit all this stuff to you? Now, if I'm horribly wrong and there's too much of disturbance and noise going on, yeah, I'll just make it easier. So that you can listen to this in a nice way. So that I'm not wasting your time. But I think I will waste your time if my content is bad. And then my content is not actionable. I think I will waste your time. So how do I know if I'm wasting your time? You don't subscribe to the podcast. You don't leave me a good review. You don't recommend this podcast to your friends and family. That's when I know that I have not delivered. As simple as that. And then scheduling. I don't think I need to schedule guests to speak on this podcast. You see, I was under this impression that I need to solve everybody's problem. And turns out with all my years and years of doing this, my radio shows, my seminars, my workshops, I come to realize I am not a solutionist. I don't have answers to every human problem. In fact, I may attempt. Maybe I do a few here and there. But there are answers beyond my understanding. You can teach me a few things that I do not know. I don't claim to know. I don't put myself ahead of my listeners. Forget about my listeners. Forget about my clients. I don't even put myself ahead of my children. I never talk over them when it comes down to their understanding of life. Yeah, I have some experience. I have a duration. They don't have it. Yeah, I may have some leverage on that. With that. But no, I have to respect. So, I don't schedule guests to come on my podcast. Listen, you are my guest. If you have something incredible to share, just text me. Let me know. And we decide that this is valuable to all my listeners. You are my guest. You are the teacher. You are the mentor. I'm not. I'll have you on this podcast as my guest. This is a podcast by listeners for the listeners. You can get hold of me by texting me 888-818-0404. 888-818-0404. Text me. Let me know you have subscribed to this podcast. You listen to this podcast and you have something incredible to share. And I'll find a way to get you. And the only way I know, listen, as of today, I have 4,000 downloads of this podcast. I can set a goal and I can say, yeah, I'm going to make it to 100,000 downloads or 1 million downloads and 2 million. I can see others and I can chase them and I can start comparing and contrasting with others. It's not the point. If I have not answered your question, what's the value of this podcast? It's useless. So, if you have a question for me, then do me a favor. Ask that question. I'll make every effort. And in answering your question, if I do not know the answer, I'll tell you. How quickly will I answer you? Very quickly. In fact, within 24 hours to 48 hours, I'll find a proper segment within which I can answer your question. I will record your question, my response to your question as a podcast episode. I'll make it available for you here and everybody else. You ask me to take your name, I will take your name. You don't want me to take your name, I will not take your name. I'm very respectful. So you see, the reason why, by the way, that is the significant performance shift I'm doing with this podcast. So I looked into my 2016, why I could not do. I clearly dropped the ball. I was not there with my production, with my commitment to my listeners. So I don't expect my listeners to be there with their heart, with their ears, with their mind. So I'm fixing that as a part of my commitment on January 1st, 2021 to myself and to you. You make me publicly accountable. And I promise you one more thing. I'm not going to waste your time. The podcast will show up daily if you subscribe in the RSS feed available to you. And it may be for 3 minutes, it may be for 30 minutes, it may be me, it may be a guest of mine, doesn't matter. But even if within 3 minutes, you don't like what I'm saying, you will tune out. When you tune out, I know I failed. But then if you stay for 30 minutes, that means, listen, whether 3 minutes or 30 minutes, if the content is good, you will stay. You'll never feel the time. If the content is bad, you will not. You'll tune out. As simple as that. I will make every effort to watch my words. I will make every effort to collect my thoughts. I will make every effort to connect the dots in my mind. I'll make every effort to take proper shots. So you get content that is informative, that's educational, and that's action-oriented. You will take action as a result of this podcast. I think that's my separator right there. That's my USP, which is I will somehow, all my learnings, with all my experience, with all my understanding of life and events that happened in my existence here, I think I have figured out how to make people take action. And that is what my content or my episodes will represent starting from this point on. I'll show you exactly what investments I'm making. I'll show you exactly what health changes I'm making. I'll show you exactly what relationship moves I'm making. I'm going to show you exactly what career moves I'm making, my business moves I'm making, marketing moves I'm making. Listen, if you are seeking growth driven by self-improvement in a holistic manner in your life, this, I think, will be a good place where you can spend time, this podcast. That's all there is to this. You know, wholeheartedly, I wish you a wonderful year 2021. I want all your hopes, all your ambitions, all your aspirations, they all come true. The best way to really live a fulfilled life is to have great conversations. I don't think money can do it. I don't think fame can do it. Any of these things can do. A good, well-lived life is when you can have meaningful conversations. And when you seek meaningful conversations, you'll start seeing that people around you do not have the same intellectual quotient that you require to have a meaningful conversation. So in order for you to be happy, you need to make sure that people around you are happier. You don't want to be the most richest man in a poor village. When you have people around you who are poor, they will steal your money. They may even kill you. If you have toxicity in your life, you have negative things going on in your life, that is being given to you by people around you, your job is to educate them. Your job is to raise their understanding. The way you can do well, you will do that, or you can do that, is by raising your own understanding. You defining your intellectual quotient that is incrementally higher than what you have got going now, so that people can see. People can see your enthusiasm. People can see your drive. People can relate to your energy. And that's how they will start connecting with you. That's exactly what I'm going to do on this podcast. Hopefully, the episodes will represent that. You will see my passion, my commitment, my devotion coming across to you through these conversations that I'll be having with you daily. That's all for now. You have a wonderful, wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful month, wonderful, wonderful year, all that. And I'll come back and talk to you tomorrow. Not talk to you, but talk with you tomorrow. And I'm going to share with you some performance goals I have for myself, and some things that I'm doing, and how I've structured these goals. We'll talk a little bit more extensively tomorrow. Appreciate you listening to this podcast. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. And if you like this episode, or you have been listening to the previous podcast episodes, then by all means, please rate it. Please be genuine with your rating. Please give me a review. Give me your suggestions. Enrich me so I can enrich others. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.